Mike Love of the Beach Boys is joining us on the show. Beach Boys are going to be playing Sastel Center on Thursday night. So, Mike, let's dig back into your history. You've been doing this for a very long time. What first got you into music?
Well, it's a family tradition. My mom and her brothers and sisters, one of them being the father of Brian Dennis and Carl Wilson, they came from Kansas to California in the Dust Bowl days before the Great Depression, and they didn't have any money, but what they had was music. And my uncle sang in a quartet together, and my mom sang in a trio. She sang light opera on the radio, which was a big deal back then. But anyway, we grew up in a family that there was nothing but music. There's never been a time, in my life when there wasn't music, because I grew up in a home with a grand piano, an organ, and a harp. I have two sisters that play the harp, one of which played on a couple of our earlier songs. So it's just a blessing because I'm able to do these songs that my cousin Brian and I primarily created that people still love to hear, and they appeal to multiple generations, you know, for some people's nostalgia, but for the young folks just getting into music, they're just experiencing it for the first time. And we have, you know, young kids coming to our shows and having a blast. So it's a real blessing to be able to do what I do. Nobody makes me do it. I enjoy the audience response. I enjoy the fact that our songs are still appreciated after six decades. I think it's pretty much a huge blessing.
So I was going to say, when I take a look, I can only imagine the crowd that's going to be there on Thursday night. I assume that there are going to be a lot of grandparents bringing their grandkids and introducing them. Sometimes introducing them, sometimes they're already very familiar with your music and the music of the Beach Boys. Is that kind of a unique experience for you, too, when you're up on stage, seeing that happen in front of you?
It is. There was a 10-year-old girl in her dad's lap at a recent concert on her shoulders. And she was 10 years old, but she wanted to go see the Beach Boys. And she made these little signs, you know, with her writing. And we actually signed them and got them back to her. She was near the front of the concert, and her mom actually cried because it meant so much to that little girl to have the Beach Boys, you know, be there for the Beach Boys music and get her little poster signed that she made up. So it's that kind of thing that is so special. I mean, to have kids as well as their parents and as well as their grandparents just, you know, still loving our music and having a great time. You know, we do a two-hour show, an hour followed by a 20-minute intermission followed by another hour. So there's a lot of music. We have quite a bit of music to choose from. And I like to start out retro, like with all the surfing songs and the car songs in the first half. So, but it's a lot of energy. We really get things moving, and it's a lot of fun. People have a blast.
Now, because you do have such a huge music library, do you ever change up some songs, or are there some songs that you wish you could get to that you have to skip in some of the shows, or how does that all work?
Yeah, well, we have 2 hours of music, and, you know, we could actually use three, to tell you the truth. And there are some songs that we aren't able to do, and we're trying to favor the ones that we know that are most popular and will get together beautifully in terms of the flow of a concert. But, you know, I'll do a couple of songs that aren't well known. I do one about George Harrison and I, who had our birthdays in India in 1968. And when he passed away, I wrote a song called Pisces Brothers. And we do it in the concert, and there's footage from back in the day in India. And, you know, George was such a great guy. He was a great artist, and he loved his meditation, but he loved the Hare Krishna people too. And he also loved car racing. So he was a real all-around guy. So, you know, that's one of the songs we do that's not well-known, but it's very meaningful and emotional. And we do a song called The Warmth of the Sun, which my cousin Brian and I wrote in the November of 63 The reason I remember it's November, it's the same. We went to sleep the same date that President Kennedy was taken to the hospital in Dallas. Wow. So, you know, there's things like that are the emotional connections to us and to everybody, and they're beautiful songs. And in addition to all the fun stuff like Barbara Ann and Fun, 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 I Get Around and Surfing USA and, you know, all those great songs. Then our Pet Sounds album, God Only Knows, Slip John D, Wouldn't It Be Nice. We have a lot of songs, so we're very blessed that way. But we enjoyed doing these concerts, and we're obsessed about recreating them as close as humanly possible to the recorded songs. And we're getting a lot of great feedback, and especially in Canada. We've had 3 shows in Canada so far, a 4th tonight. But anyway, we'll be come to Sashtel Center. What is it? Is that what it is?
Sashtel Center? On Thursday night, you're going to be here.
Sashtel. Hard to say that thing. Hey. Yeah, Thursday night. And so we're very much looking forward to it, and we're having a great time.
Is it important to you to recreate the sound as I would have heard it originally off the vinyl?
Absolutely, because the harmonies were the thing that distinguished the Beach Boys from other groups. We had 4-part harmonies. You know, doo-wop had 4-part harmonies. Everly Brothers had 2. A lot of groups have a great lead singer and maybe not such great harmonies, but we're obsessed with the 4-part harmonies, which are a signature sound of the Beach Boys. And my son Christian sings God Only Knows, for instance, and he sings parts in a lot of our songs because he blends and he sings beautifully. We lost my cousin Carl 26 years ago to lung cancer, and he sang God Only Knows on our Pet Sounds album and did it beautifully for many years, but he's not with us anymore. But my son Christian sounds great. He sings that song beautifully, and the other songs he has an ability to blend, and that's been the tricky part, is to find people that can blend, not just sing the note, but actually blend with the others to create that sound that we're known for.
And Mike, one more question for you, because you've been doing this for a very long period of time and you've been wildly successful. When you take a look at the way the music has changed from back in the early 60s to now, and I know you still are producing new music in your career, were you born in the right generation, or do you wish you were a little bit later?
No, I think it's perfect the way it would happen. You know, when we first started, there was nobody had ever done a song about surfing, and we did it. And it was, our first song was in 1961, Surfing, and we were so excited to hear it on the radio. And then Surfing Safari in 62, Surfing USA in 63. So we did songs about the things we love, our cars, our girls, and our schools, and, you know, just, so we just did things that caught on with millions of people all over the country and all over the world. I've met people who said they've learned, they're German, and they've learned English from our music.
Is that right?
We've had fan letters from Russia and China, and even a guy from Iran said they played our LPs during the summer. So that's pretty neat when the music transcends all those boundaries.
Well, and I have to say, and I can only speak not on your behalf, but it must be cool all these years later, people still want to hear you do it.
That's a wonderful thing. And if they didn't come out to hear us, we wouldn't be doing it. There's no question about that. But we get invitations from all over the world. We're going to Poland and Switzerland and Germany and England and Spain later this summer, and a whole bunch of really neat shows in the United States as well. But it's been a while since we did a cross Canada run, so we're really having a great time. People seem to be enjoying it immensely, and we are enjoying being here and doing our songs for the people.
All right. Mike, I appreciate you taking some time to visit with us, and we look forward to seeing you on stage Thursday night.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for getting the word out.